time of God's word is the time of power, the time of impartation, as much as possible of his word. Praise the Lord. I want to appreciate God's servant as I'm giving glory and honor to God for this privilege again this morning, for this privilege to stand on this exalted altar and be a blessing. Daddy, I'm grateful. God continues to bless you, increase your wisdom and strength in Jesus' name. Please help me celebrate the choir one more time. I'm grateful for the privilege given to me by the choir. They own the day today. And so they also gave me the privilege to minister to us through the word. I appreciate the DM, Departmental Manager, Pastor Victor. I appreciate the MD, Pastor Sam. I appreciate all the ESCOs. I appreciate the instrumentalists. I appreciate all the members of the Voice of Hope Choir. I don't know why it is very difficult for people to call Voice of Hope Choir. Some will say Hope Choir. Some will say Hope Alive Choir. You are correct, but their name is Voice of Hope Choir. Put your hands together for Voice of Hope Choir one more time. Hallelujah. I saw one person dance today. I've never seen him dance before in church. And I don't know, maybe because he's always sitting down to play piano. I said, so this bro can dance like this? He, hallelujah. Maybe once in a while we'll be giving them a leaf. Maybe once, at least one Sunday in a month. Let them display. Let them also express themselves. But I say, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Our team, as you have known, some of us who are here yesterday, is Judah. Somebody say Judah. That's the theme of the concert. And today, yesterday, I spoke to us on understanding Judah. And so we saw the person of Judah. And our conclusion yesterday is that everyone should watch your motive of doing anything, including praise. And that was the question we went home with yesterday. What is your motive of Judah? Anytime you stand to praise God, anytime, either in the church, in the body of Christ like this, in your home, as individual, what is your motive? Because we saw the person of Judah and we saw the motive behind his life. That was why God was able to entrust and shower him with that great blessing, the greatest blessing among the children of his father Jacob. Somebody shout hallelujah. So today we'll be looking at the blessings of Judah. And from our scripture, our opening scripture this morning, in our call to worship, we saw the blessings pronounced upon Judah by his father, which none of the other children, and as you learned yesterday, Judah was not the firstborn. In fact, it was the fourthborn of the parents. But he was able to secure the greatest blessing of all. So we'll be looking at these blessings of Judah, but I will be reading this morning as my text from the book of Psalm 60, verse 6 and 7. Psalm chapter 60, verse 6 and 7. He said, God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem. I meet out the valley of Sukkot. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. But what is Judah? Judah is my law giver. Let me read Amplify. I will concentrate on verse 7 of Amplify. Why we read verse 6 was for you to know that God was the one speaking. The A part says, God has spoken in his holiness. His integrity, his personality is committed to this word. And what was the word? Verse 7. He said, Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my element, but Judah is my scepter. In the Bible, a scepter is a decorated rod or staff that symbolizes a king's supreme authority, power, and the right of governor. That is the scepter. The scepter speaks of everything that a king is. His power, his supreme authority, and the right to be on the throne. All is what scepter signifies. And the Bible said that is what Judah is. Judah is the lawgiver. He is the governor. He is God's symbol of authority and power. Oh, I wish you can sit down at your own leisure and look at what power constitutes, what authority constitutes, what kingship, governorship, dominion, what it constitutes. In the book of Psalm 45, verse 6, which the Bible also was quoted in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 8. He said, but about the son, the father says to him, your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of absolute righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Talking about Jesus, the Son of God. Absolute authority and power. That is what scepter represents. Now, Pastor Sam gave us, which we also reminded ourselves yesterday, that Judah means praise or thanksgiving in some cases. The mother of Judah, Leah, when he was born, at that point of his birth, exclaimed that his name shall be what? Praise, Judah. And if you look at the story of the woman very well in the scripture, you see that she has given birth to one, to two, to three. And you see, each of them, he has a name. Now my husband will love me. How many of you have heard the story? Praise the Lord. All the while in her life, she was going through the process. I don't want to call it the pain of childbirth, from pregnancy to delivery, looking for the favor of men, the favor of her husband. If I have, I've given him a son now, he should love me. I've added another son. No, I should be able to secure his favor. The third one came until the fourth one. At this fourth level, he was no longer, he has casted his focus. She has casted her focus away from looking for the favor of men, looking for the love of human being, but now turn her focus to praising God, knowing that securing the help, the favor, the blessing, the victory from God demand that you please him. You make him happy. And that was why she gave the fourth son, Judah. That was the origin. Hallelujah. He said this, she said, this time I will praise the Lord. Genesis 29 verse 35. She shifted her focus, trying to end the love of her husband, having three sons for him, to praising God as she had Judah. Yesterday we understood the person of Judah. By the mercy and the grace of God, he was able to secure the greatest blessing among the father's children. And we told us why. Because of his motive that was in line with God's law. the law of life. Judah valued the law of life above every other thing. So every other of his action, even when men thought that it was greed, God uses that action because God saw the motive behind his action and lifted him high above. He said he will be one that his brethren, even the ones that are senior to him, we praise, we honor, we respect. Now, let's quickly look at the blessing of Judah. Number one. And every time you praise God, you engage Judah with the right motive. This is what is supposed to provoke for you. Every time you engage praise, you engage Judah with the right motive. Mark my word. With the right motive. Not looking at man, but looking at the Almighty God. That's why I pity people when praise is going on in church and they are looking at others. Some even try to give name to people's dance. If that dance is not unto any man, if the motive behind that dance that you are giving name, maybe negative name to, is unto God, you are already committing sin. If you don't know. And that is why you should mind your business in church, especially when praise to God is on. Leave that fellow to his or her motive between her or him and God. But you focus on also praising God with the right. What is in your heart? The question is, every time you engage in praise, singing, dancing, whatever the mode of dance, you are dancing. Every time you engage in praise, in singing, dancing, what is the motive in your heart? That is more important. More important to God than any man. So when you engage Judah with the right motive, these are the things that Judah automatically provoke for you. Number one. And we see that in the book of Genesis 47, 49 and verse 8, the A part. Genesis 49 and verse 8. He said, Judah, you are the one whom your brother shall praise. Number one blessing that Judah will provoke for you is honor and respect. What do I call it? Honor and respect. Even if what you are facing at that moment is shame, even what you are facing at that moment is disgrace, it does not matter how the disgrace comes. Either it is provoked by you, your actions, your deed, or spell on you by anyone. Whatever that shame and disgrace is, if you can engage in Judah with your right motive, it provoke you on. The Bible says, the same place where you have been disdained, the same place where you have been forgotten, where you have been rejected, he said he will give you double honor. He will give you double honor. Those who lightly despise you because you are going through pain today. See, lose your focus from them and focus on Judah. Focus on praising God, even in that your situation. And Judah will provoke to you honor. Respect. How he will do it, don't ask me. I know it. Because the word of God never fails. Why? Because Judah, the person of Judah, established as a leader who others will praise. So anywhere Judah is lifted, anywhere Judah is recognized, anywhere Judah is liberalized, it always provokes honor, respect. Instead of men disdaining you, they will praise you. That shall be your portion from now. As you engage in Judah with the right motive. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number two. The blessings of Judah. In the B part to the early part of verse 9 of the same Genesis 49, the Bible says he possesses strength, courage, and dominance over the enemy. Judah, a lion, skull. With the prey, my son, you have gone high up the mountain. He stooped down. He crouched like a lion. And like a lion, he what? He what? He dare roast him. Give me the B part of verse 8. He possesses strength. He said, your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Oh, somebody's not getting that. I say, your hand will be upon the neck of your enemies. Oh, I'm prophesying to somebody. If you catch it, it will be your portion. I say, from this moment, after the Judah celebration, your hand will be upon the neck of your enemies. That means you will be on at a higher ground. Your enemy will be under your feet. Before your hand can grab the neck of your enemy, that the enemy cannot be on top of you. It's not possible. I say, after the Judah celebration, your hand will be on the neck of your enemy. God will do something for you that even their survivor will be in your hand. You didn't believe me. I said, their survivor will be in your hand. He said, your father's son shall do what? Shall bow down to you. Possessing strength like the lion. Courage and dominance over the enemy. Have you ever seen the lion turning back from another animal? Eh? Even if he will die there. Are you with me? He will never turn back from any other animal. How much more you a child of God? If you can engage Judah with the right motive, there is no power of darkness, no spear, no enchantment, no divination can bring you down. They will try you, but they will not succeed against you. Hallelujah. And that is what Judah provoked for you. Judah provoked for you victory over the enemy. Always. You see the story in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 and 22. The Bible says, as they began to praise, as they began to engage Judah, as they began to praise God, who has promised and can never fail, the Bible says, God himself stepping. From this morning, Judah, God is stepping into your issue. Oh, where those doors have been closed, remember, this month is a month of divinely open doors. Where those doors have been closed against you, door of joy, door of fruitfulness, door of breakthrough, joy of peace, this morning, by Judah, those doors are opening on their own accord. You believe it, let your amen intimidate your enemy. That amen cannot intimidate a fly. I say, if you believe that from this morning's service, God is putting your hand in the neck of your enemy and you are triumphing over them. Because lion never turn back from anyone. You are not turning back, but your enemies are turning back. The enemy will give up over your life. You didn't believe me. I said the enemy is giving up over your life. Because the strength you need as you engage Judah, that strength is coming upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. So Judah guarantees you victory over the enemy. It does not matter who the enemy is. It can be an internal enemy. It can be an external enemy. Any kind of enemy. And the enemy, anything that opposes your position is an enemy. Are you with me? Either your position in Christ as a child of God, they want to destroy your salvation. Either your position in the office, in your business point, anywhere in your marriage, anything that opposes your position is your enemy. Today, God is granting you victory over them. You believe it, let that amen be resounding. Number 3, blessing of Judah. Verse 10. Judah provoked for you dominion. Dominion. Somebody say dominion. I didn't hear you say dominion. That's what Judah provoked for you. Verse 10 of Genesis 49.
The Bible says he possesses permanent royal authority. That is what the scepter is. Where we read in Psalm 60, he said your scepter is forever. The scepter of royalty shall not depart from Judah. Go back for me. Go back. Go back to where you are coming from. Genesis 49, verse 10. The scepter of royalty shall not depart from Judah. Shall not depart from Judah. And God has not repented of this. Are you with me? God has not repented of this. He said, for the ruler's staff from between his feet until Shiloh, that is the Messiah, the peaceful one, comes. That means until Jesus comes. Until who comes? Dominion will not cease from those who engage Judah. Anywhere, anytime, once you are engaging praise with the right motive, nothing can bring you under. But the truth is that it's very difficult when people are in very difficult situation to praise God. That's the irony of life. Instead, people pray. Instead, people fast. It's good to pray, it's good to fast. But you see, when you are in a certain situation of mystery, that even yourself, you can't explain what is happening. Even yourself, you can't pin your hand down to where the trouble is coming from. Sometimes you ask yourself question, what have I done wrong? And you have confessed sin that God has forgiven you and has never remembered again. You have confessed them over and over again because you cannot just figure it out. Somebody said, how can this be? How can it happen to me? With my eye open, why did I go there? Why did I engage in this? When you are in such situation that you cannot explain, what should you do? You should engage Judah. Let him go for. Even if you are going to ask God for mercy, let Judah go for first before you. Until Jesus comes, he will always provoke dominion for you. Judah will never allow you to be brought under anything, anyone. Any power, any individual that seek to make you a slave in the name that is above all name, that seek to make you, to make themselves an object of worship in your life, that without them you cannot live your life. From today, God is granting you dominion over them. All you need to do is to engage praise. Engage praise like a madman. Engage praise like a mad woman. Engage praise. The way that we praise God, if we praise God like that in church today, people will say, no, they go to that church. May their madness not come rub on you. If we praise God the way David praised God, we are not even there yet. You are not there yet. Oh, choir, I'm challenging you. I love those vibes. I love it. But you are not there yet. We are getting close. Say we are getting close. Let them be watching. Emi yo mani o. Emi yo madupe. Emi yo mani o. Awon ta mi wo ma sare kiri. If you understand that, good for you. Let them be watching. We are not close to David yet. Maybe you don't know. It's not a coincidence that this year, voice of hope choir is what? Judah. Some of you who are not, you know, maybe you are just young in our life, it's an assembly. Our surname is who? Judah. We don't, some of you know, isn't it? Our name is Haka Judah. How many of you know that our name is Haka Judah? Some of you have been, oh, that's our name. People who know us in Kudende know us as a dancing church. And when they say that church, now dance, now the only thing where they know, I say, God, I give you praise that we are not crying, that we are not gathering in the mortuary, in the burial ground,
If we have lost anything, God is the reason why we have not lost plenty. God is the reason why we have not lost all. There are opportunity to lose, but God never allowed them. And we will remain the dancing church until Jesus comes. The dancing church at the church of dominion. You don't know? The dancing church at the church of what? Dominion. As we keep dancing, we keep dominating. As we keep dancing, we keep rising. As we keep dancing, we keep acquiring more and more. Somebody came, a pastor friend came here yesterday and said, the next time I was here, this one no day. The next time I was here, this one no day. And that has been the story. If you travel for 1 month in Open Life Assembly, by the time you come back, you will see something new. And that is Hakajuda. That is what? If you want something new in your life, on daily basis, on weekly basis, on monthly basis, just change your surname. Are you here? Change your surname to what? If you like, say your name is Okunkunchi. Whatever that means, you're your own. Even if the meaning is good, say your name is Chioma Okonko Judah. If the Okonko is good, though, I don't know the meaning of Okonko. Eh? If your name is Blessing. Eh? Okay, oh, you don't cancel the other one. Hallelujah! That's a wise heart. My own name is who? Olorun Toyin. Olorun. Eh, they don't know the other one. They don't know the other one. Olorun Toyin. Olufunke. Felicia. Olorun Femi. Judah. Because Egun lani sekini. You can't put Judah and not put Olorun Femi. It's Olorun Femi and what? Because Judah is the one that cover all. From this morning, God will change your name. Because Judah give you dominion. You are on top. Nothing is permitted to ride your life. Nothing is permitted to hold the remote of your life. And they are ordering you around. This is when you should eat. This is when you should not eat. This is what you should do. This is what you should not do. That come to an end from this Judah. You better say better amen. And when you laughing, but immediately say amen. And the last one for this service, and I'll close. The blessing of Judah. Verse 11. Abundance and prosperity. Oh, I love this one. I love this one. Give me Genesis 49 and verse 11. Abundance and prosperity. That's what Judah provoked for you. Genesis 49, 11. Binding his foe unto the vine and his ass caught unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine. Oh, you didn't understand that. He washed his garments in what? Judah is no longer using soap. Or water. You know they use water. You know soap. Judah uses what? The Bible says you shall lay up gold as dust. Washing your clothes in what? In wine. From this Judah, you and poverty separate forever. That is why you must engage Judah. Igba toba te wa Lord, you are the most. Toba gbomi loju, you are the most. Shows you every time when it's painful. I love that drama. He said, remember, you will cry again. He said, yes, I will be crying and be praising my God. It's allowed. Somebody say it's allowed. Tap your neighbor, say it's allowed. Igba to ba gbo mi loju mi o, you are the most high. Revelation said he will come and wipe away every tears. That's when you invite him via Judah. He bring you abundance, prosperity, And that is the meaning of washing his garment in wine and his clothes in the blood of grape. Are you in church? This means extreme agricultural wealth. That's the meaning of washing your clothes in wine. Do you know how many, even with one cloth, you know how many liters of water? You know how many liters of wine? You think that you're a champion. You're buying one bottle of wine. How many ml? Eh? How many ml? One bottle of wine. I know, say, Ogogoro. Wine, that's grape wine. Eh? How many bottles? People who know how much. Eh? How much? How much? Don't give me a rough how much. Bottle of wine. Grape wine. Somebody say 150. 150 naira. Be 150,000. 150. How many ml is that one? Eh? How many ml? 150 ml. Can we get 150 ml? 500 ml. How much? Maybe 2,500 or 2,000. That one a cheap wine, no? Make you not be saying a zobo they put inside for you. Hallelujah. But you know, see, what am I trying to say? For you to get, how many liter will you need? Maybe 4 liter. Let's say 4 liter, isn't it? To wash, to be able to dip a cloth, just one cloth inside out and easily wash it. Let's say 4 liter. I say, if you can engage Judah with the right motive, poverty will be separated from your life forever. Because Judah provoke wealth, provoke abundance. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. He said, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise you. Say, Judah. I didn't hear you say, Judah. Then shall the earth yield and increase. You see the earth? And God, even our God, shall bless us. Verse 7. God shall bless us, and all the end of the earth shall fear me. Somebody say, fearful blessing. So with Judah, you are able to receive power, empowerment, authority to enter and possess every door that you dare. Door of prosperity, door of victory, door of plenty, door of fruitfulness, any door you dare. With Judah empowering you, confiding on your authority, you are able to have those doors open unto you. Revelation 5, verse 5, verse 9 to 12. Stand to your feet.